Hello and welcome. I'm Colette Barris, the host of the Urban Village Podcast, where the old school community in 2022 is alive and well. I want to say thank you. I had a lot going on last week and I just wasn't up to do much of anything but what I had to do. So I'm back this week. I tell you, life, you never know. You never know. And so I want to say what I always say, and that is love up on everyone that you care about, that you love now, because nothing is guaranteed. Nothing. So enjoy and value and respect and love every moment of those people in your life. This month is June, which is Black Music Month. And I wanted to take an opportunity for this segment to discuss Black music. So I want to start this week with some artists that I like, some new sounds that I want to share, and, you know, some sample cuts. But before that, let's look at the news in review for the week. We're well past 120 days and Brittany Griner is still being held as a political prisoner in Russia. Now, supposedly, they're allowing her to get some email, some mail. We want to bring Brittany Griner home. And I want to thank the NBA, particularly the first billion-dollar player, Mr. LeBron James, for bringing this to the forefront and asking that all those who can do and work for the release of Brittany Griner. We have the Uvalde shooting and massacre of 19 babies and their two teachers. So funerals are ongoing for that. And the governor of Texas plays dodgeball with facts. I really do hope something comes out of it, because Texas will set a trend for the rest of the United States if they do right. But knowing what has been and continues to be, you know, I just think there's too much money in the gun lobby. There's too much money in the NRA. There's too much money being made. But at some point, something's going to be done, or this country will not be fit to live in terms of the gun violence. January 6th hearing started yesterday. Pretty interesting. Nothing new, but it's just, you know, they're putting it all out there and seeing, you know, as they say, putting it where the goats can get it, as Joe Madison always says. Next Monday is day two of the hearing. Let's see what happens. So back to Black music. It's really important. We talk about music, art, music and art forms. We know that jazz is an American creation and jazz is a Black creation. All right. But, you know, a lot of people don't understand that even classical music has ancient Black roots, but that will be next week. I got a great show about that. But this week, I want to start with one of my new favorite artists, even though they're both not just out the box, but they are probably some of the most underrated singers out there and talented, really talented. And that would be Lattice, Jasmine Sullivan, who just won a Grammy after all these years, and Snow Allegra, my new favorite best thing. Now, Snow Allegra hails from Sweden. She's Iranian or Persian, and her father was also of African descent. He was Black. So she makes for an interesting kind of artist. So she has, she is on the R&B spectrum, and you know, so we don't make the mistake of saying that she's, you know, not Black. She is. Okay, so let's start with a little Lattice first. Thank you. I want to just, like, I'm going to go back into Lettucey, but I want to give you a little bit of background on her. Her birth name, as I like to say, your government name, is Lettucey Anibada Young, formerly or better known as just Lettucey. She's a jazz R&B recording artist, songwriter, music producer, and actress. Her name, her middle name, means to bring forth or to come here in Yoruba. She was born March 28th. She's 50 years old. And I knew this because you can feel it in her voice. She was born in New Orleans, right? She's been around a while. It's not like, you know, she wasn't made overnight. She paid her dues. In 2005, she signed a record deal with Verve Forecast and released her third album titled Lost and Found. It sold 217,000 copies and earned 2 Grammy nominations, including one for the Best Artist of the Year. In 2009, Lettucey released her fourth album, Turn Me Loose, which also earned 2 Grammy nominations, followed by her fifth album, Pieces of Me. That was in 2011, which debuted on the U.S. Billboard Top 200, becoming the first top 10 album of her career and the highest charting album to date. It also garnered 3 Grammy nominations at the 54th Grammy Awards, including Best R&B Album. In 2013, she received a nomination for R&B Performance at the 55th Grammy Awards with a collaboration with fellow R&B jazz musician Robert Clasper for the album cut Gonna Be All Right. Right? She's got a vitae that's super long, but let's take a listen to a little bit more of Lettucey and a song that I love called Hi. Next artist up, the one and only Snow Allegra. Let's look and talk about her a little bit. Just a tad. Snow Allegra, Her name, her birth name is Snow Sherry Nurazi. She was born Sherrod Faludi, September 13th in 1987. So she's going to be 35 this year. Or, yeah, 35. She was born in Stockholm, Sweden. She's of Iranian Persian descent. Her father was black. So like I said, she got her first record deal at age 14. And in 2019, those feelings again, and temporary highs in the violet skies, they did really, really well. The album peaked at number 3 on the Billboard R&B. Number three, on the adult R&B chart. She recorded the song Wolves Are Out Tonight, produced by Swizz Beatz, and for the soundtrack to the 2019 epics series, Godfathers of Harlem. She did what's called an NPR Tiny Desk concert. Well, she took the top, say, 6 songs, and she did like 5-minute sets for each one. That, I believe, has well over 13, 14 million views. On March 9, 2020, it was announced that Allegra had signed a recording deal with Roc Nation Universal Group with a partnership with her current label, Artone Records, and released Dying for Your Love, her first single, Through Both Sides on July 10th. She announced that she was working on her next album in an interview. This young woman is going to be something to reckon with. She cites James Brown, Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, Prince, Brandy, Lauryn Hill, Missy Elliott, Robin, and Mariah Carey as her musical influences.
I don't feel the ground. No, I don't feel the ground.
I love that song. It's different. It's refreshing just to have a different sound. But just a trivial kind of gossipy, soapy notice is that Snow Allegra is alleged to have been in a relationship with Michael B. Jordan, who just recently broke up with Lori Harvey. Wonder where that's going now. Last but not least, Jasmine Sullivan. Jasmine Ree Sullivan, born April 9th, 1987, is an American singer-songwriter. Born and raised in Philadelphia, her debut album, Fearless, was released in 2008 to commercial and critical success. The record topped Billboard's top R&B hip-hop album and was certified platinum. It spawned four singles, including Need You Bad and Bust Your Windows. I bust the windows out your car. You know that one? I love that song. Both of which were the top 40 of the Billboard Hot 100. Sullivan has received two Grammy Awards, a Billboard Women in Music Award, two Soul Train Music Awards, three NAACP Image Awards, and two BET Awards over the course of her career in 2022. Time magazine placed her on the list of the 100 most influenced people. Go, Jasmine Sullivan.
Just play with people's feelings, tell them you love them. that was one of her famous all-time songs, Be In Your Feelings. Let me know what you think. Jasmine Sullivan.
No, you're off the leash, run me by. Yes, no more buffing up the area. I ain't even got the mother trip on that. New phone, who with it? Brand new, like the way. Crack it up, no sis. Baby, bitch, I ain't average. Wake up, need it. Tennessee, take a seat. Look at my jeans, some new fit. I ain't got no room for extra baggage. Forget to come and pick up your feelings. Don't leave no pieces. You need to hurry and pick up your feelings. While I'm a pleading, boy, please, I don't need it. Memory, all that shit, you can keep it. Don't forget to come and pick up your feelings.
Give a little history to Black Music Month, its origins, and really what it was about. The United States has been celebrating African American Music Appreciation Month since 1979. The month of June is set aside to appreciate the contributions of African American musicians, composers, singers, and songwritings in American culture. Well, that winds up another episode, It Goes So Fast, of The Urban Village with Colette Barris. I hope you join us next week. We're going to stay in the arts through all of the month of June and the beginning of August. So come, share, join. It's just to just get a sip and take and do something that will free your axons and dendrites into doing what it needs to do. Okay, take care. And remember, the story is never told until the lion is the storyteller and the hunter is not. This has been a Brown Bear, Reggie Valens, Patrick Bolton, Don Carter, Karen Bennett, and my Bevy Riley production. Feeling a little down? Want some optimism, some joy, some love, some community love? Read the book that is changing the way we see our communities. Coretta Street by Colette Barris, in bookstores now.